Yo, what's going on? It's your boy's best 215 picking up on my man.
In a day.
I'm feeling really good. And in Queenstown, trying to make it out the hood.
I hear that. Man, I always see you out this, John. Where you from, man?
I'm from Southwest Philly, originally from the projects, just a Philadelphian that's representing Southwest.
Okay, man. Hey, what's up? What's up? All right. I'm recording. I'm letting you know. I'm live streaming. All right. Yeah, man. So, how long you been rapping, man?
I've been rapping for about a decade right now. I stage in the bridge, just trying to perfect my vocal sales.
All right. Are you use everything to you? So I see you out here pretty frequently, man. What's your next? What inspires you to rap? And what's your next move? What's your main goal with this rapping stuff?
Yo, what inspires me to rap? I mean, I've always been into the culture of hip hop, grew up with it, you know, like, you know, Southwest Philly, you know, from like, you know, people like, you know, Public Enemy, Nas, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm a 90s kid, but like, you know, a lot of what my dad and my mom was into was like old school 90s flow, R&B and stuff like that. So like, and naturally just picked up on it. And what inspires me is just like, you know, continuing the craft and continue the culture forward. Like, one of the biggest things I love about hip hop is you can say whatever you want. And it really is a genre of music that embraces you being yourself. And that's what I'm about. And I would say, like, that my next unity would be to just, like, go as far as I could possibly get with this craft. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just see what I can do. Like, you know what I mean? To inspire adults, children. You know, I'm a school teacher during the day. I teach at the Philadelphia school. So, like,
planning.
You know what I mean? Just...
So you draw inspiration from working with the kids, or how do you inspire the kids and things of that nature? How does that tie into what you're doing, and how long you been a teacher for?
I've been a teacher for about 6 years now, and like, you know, being around kids, like, you know, hip hop is all about youthful energy. So like the kids, I draw inspiration from them because, like, you know, they're the next generation. They got next up. You know, you see young boys with cameras, like, you know, young boys starting their YouTube streams. They keep it fresh and original. So that inspires me to always pick up fresh and original. So, like, I love it. And I wouldn't trade this job or this thing for the world. Like, you know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
I always got new things to write about whenever I step aside the school setting. So, like, it's always nice. All right,
man.
Inspiration.
What school? What grade you teach? You teach middle school, high school?
I used to be in high school, like teaching after school music, teacher at the Martin Luther King High, and also a Parker Northwest, which is like quite a Germantown. But then this is the first private school that I'm in, so like I'm a substitute during the day, and I also teach like after school programs like music, and I'm actually about to get into a garage band beat making program for the kids. So like that's what I've been doing, like, you know what I mean?
All right, man. Well, with that being said, I just want to know one thing, man. Who's your biggest inspiration? Top five data alive.
Oh man, well, this is gonna sound a little cliche, but you know, Black Thought from the Roots, like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, not just because he completely going waves, but like that man really gets done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Second, I'm gonna have to say is J. Cole, you know, Jermaine Cole, Third, then third, I seem to be, I mean, I saw I said the third, fourth would be Rhapsody. She from MC to North Carolina. And I think fifth would be Nas. I mean, the list goes on. Big Crit in the living, like Jay Bad, like, you know what I mean? The list of my top five always changes, like, you know, depending on what I'm listening to, like, you know what I mean?
All right.
So
come on, man. You got spit. So what I need you to do right now is tell us, shout out to social medias, tell the people where you can be reached at so they can get with you, man.
Got you, man. You can reach me on social media. My Instagram page is ZBest215. That's ZBEST215. One thing I should know about me too, the link is in my SoundCloud. Is in, the link to my SoundCloud and all of my, like, you know, music, my YouTube page is like in my bio or something like that. Like, yeah, I'm not trying to do it wrong. But that's the best way to contact me. Also for like family today too, my music is completely the three. Things are rich. Still touching my Dell things, but you know, I keep it clean, so you know what I mean? For now, at least.
I got like a couple of things before we get out of here. What's up? And I just really want to know. So if you can rap to the rest of your life, or or write for trying to find somebody for the rap or write songs for other people for the rest of life. Which one should you choose?
Rap, because like I like performing, I like showcasing my craft. I mean, writing for people is awesome too, but like I like showcasing my craft. I like how my voice sounds on the microphone. I would choose rap, like you know what I'm saying, just giving everybody me, like, you know what I'm saying, like the, like everything about Zaire Best, just like presented to the world. I would definitely rap, 100%.
All right, and I want to know, say, choose rap for the rest of your life. How do you feel about the state of hip-hop right now? Do you feel like it's too cornered now? Or you feel like hip-hop is really missing something right now? Or if you know you heard about the switch over to like they're not really styling and rapping no more. They move on to the Afrocentric beats and stuff. So how you feel about that old transition? Are you reminding the transition into other things?
Oh, most definitely. To answer your first question, I think what hip hop just needs right now is a balance. Like, I get inspired by all genres of hip-hop, I mean, all subgenres of hip hop, like the new school wave, old school. Like, I love it all. Like, you know what I'm saying? From trap stuff, gangster, to like, you know, the stuff Megan do. Like, you know, it's all hip hop at the end of the day, but it is lacking a balance though. We can't sit there and act like the balance ain't there, because like, you know, hip hop is one of the most influential music genres on the planet. That's hands down a fact. And what's going on is that we just don't have a balance in the genre. I feel like what made the 90s so special was the fact that you had your gangster rap, you had your, you know, your trap rap, you had your gang, but hey, you also had conscious on the forefront too. So people was getting a balance, like they gravitate to the lifestyle that they was living. Nowadays it's just like this. And like, you know what I mean? I think that's just what it's just lacking, just a balance, like more conscious stuff on the forefront. But then that also goes down the rabbit hole of what the industry wants to promote. And you know, that's a conversation that could go on for days. And you know, what was the second part of your question? Like,
transition.
Yeah, like I said, I study it all. I like transit with the times. Like, you know what I'm saying? If it's like a really hot beat that the kids are like gravitating to, I can transition pretty well. Like, I know the biggest trend that people hopping on now is like people rapping off of Baltimore Club, Jersey Club type beats. Like, you know what I'm saying? With the wave of Ice Spice, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the Fendi Goats, shout out to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can transition pretty well. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, like I said, I love hip-hop. I love all styles and subgenres of it. So the transition isn't that hard for me. I just rap the flow and adapt to it. Like, you know what I mean? Yes. Yeah, like the programs I use are GarageBand and Logic Pro. And I used to use FL Studios, but I kind of grew out of it. But yeah, I produce all of my beats, all of my material. That's mainly because I didn't want to, you know, pay people for beats. So I just had to learn to produce it, which was hard. I'm not going to lose you. Spent the whole summer looking at tutorials, like just trying to get it down pat. But yeah, all of my music that you hear on my Instagram page and my SoundCloud and my YouTube, majority of it is produced by me. Most definitely.
I'm so glad to hear that you tap into that, learn that yourself. No place that one more piece of knowledge that you got.
What's happening? Yeah, it was a difficult process, but I was able to get it.
Right. Get up out of here. Tell the people the name, and I need to bust out and make you get on board.
Yo, my name is D-Ben. 215. Every time I step on this microphone, I'm catching homicides. Put the illest level 16 for walnut. Like a ticket time, I'm about to combust. And explode upon the city scene. Explode upon the city scene. Searching for my next hit. Just like a kid's in TV. In front of the AT&T. In front of the Verizon. Nobody can freestyle and see the world from different horizons. Getting better with the lyricism in the crowd. Call me Thanos because I'm about to ban a snap. I got it like that. You know I got it like that. Call me Darth Vader on the microphone. The Empire striking back. Shout out to you, bro, for this dope interview. I see the world in many different hues. These spots are spitting better. Leave you black and blue. Just like young lyricists. You know my mom is staying true.
Just put some bars for one of your ladies.
Gotcha. All right. Ooh, let's see what we can do here. One of my latest songs, all right? always on the grind, always on the move. Every single day, man, the fucking won't lose. And it's game to these rap cats like Dennis on the cover, and I'm about to snap. Up on the scrap, I'm running in silence while all of my moves evolve on my rhyming and skills on the beat, consistently shining. Moving in secrecy just like a wise man. In the cup of these insecure, jealous artists that claim the pure. Plot, look at downfall, hoping you fail. Locking you down to put you in jail mentally. To keep you stacked, and that won't be me. I'ma keep on rapping with a dope flow. Style's got no errors, creating classics for many errors, and I'm gone.
Have you heard about a situation where two recording ended up taking down a lot of the artists' music? It's not the
problem.
How would you resolve that before? How would you resolve that before?
Well, I would tell people to always remember the roots of where hip hop come from. Like, even though the industry is involved, like, hip hop always was a genre of music that went against the grain. So, like, TuneCore taking down artists' music and doing anything, like, doing, like, you know, shady stuff like that. Like, I want artists to remember, especially if they hip hop artists, like, you in hip hop. Like, we always made our way to make the way, even without, like, the industry backing us. Like, I remember, like, learning from KRS-One back in the 80s and stuff like that. They didn't have the internet, so, like, they would hit the streets, kind of like what I'm doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Selling CDs, like, you know what I'm saying? Rapping on the corners with the DJ. So, like, look, there's always ways around it. Like, the industry doing this one way, I would tell the artists, like, yo, just make your own lane. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get out here, sell some CDs, rap on the corner. Like, let people see your real talent. Like, the internet's not the end-all, be-all. And I always want to tell hip-hop artists to always remember that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, that's where I would, the way to get around.
Biggest problem, biggest cause from the internet. Like, what was the advantages that you had? What was the disadvantages that you found?
Well, I think the biggest pro of being a, like, you know, an artist, like, you know, and with the internet and the rise of social media is that you can get your music out easily. You don't necessarily need labels or anybody to push your music. You can back it. But the con, I believe, is the same thing. Like, you know, everybody can do it. So, like, when you have everybody trying to be an artist all at the same time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, you know, it can sort of, like, get flooded. The floodgates can get flooded. And then next thing you know, you know, people won't be able to discover your music because you got so many artists coming out every single day by the millisecond. It's probably an artist right now dropping the hottest album in the city right now. Like, you know, it's just based off the internet. So, like, it's pros and cons. You just got to kind of just, I guess, to navigate the internet, find your own wave around it, I guess. So, I wrote a couple of things for artists. Like, what I'm currently doing now is, like, well, I wouldn't even say for artists, like, shout out to my students at the Philadelphia School. Like, I will write, like, you know, like, little, you know, third grade raps and second grade raps so them to spit to, like, you know, say, so you just know, just to get them into the craft of rap and just watching them rehearse what they wrote, or what we actually all wrote together. So it was cute things like that. But I haven't really got a chance to really ghostwrite for somebody. I would love to, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, I'm always typing raps in my phone and also, like, writing raps in my notebooks and stuff like that. So, and, like, every single day. So,
all right, man. And,
it's Stephanie. I've been a Philly underdog for far too long. Overlooked and counted out, but I remain here strong. On this court like I'm Stephen Curry, I'm in the Golden State. Always making shots over the line, gonna make you levitate. I'm far from a featherweight, but that's the class they gave me getting a spring around. This brother was labeled crazy, but like the greatest, my punches are coming heavy. Got a hurricane of flow, this band of brain, there was a sand of flood in my city. With something original and positive for the youth. I heard the way that's critical. My name is the best. I represent the Illidale. Spitting something magical. I got you under a spell. Like my first name is Harry. Last name Potter. Matter of fact, it's Voldemort. It's a Avada Kedavra. To all of you muggles, you know I'm exit for trouble. My freestyle is something spiritual. Came to pop your bubble and I'm gone. Moving hand strong like a wide receiver. Spitting something spiritual just like a preacher. Live within the church. Live within the church like I'm Usain Bolt. You know this athlete is sprinting first. Got you. Social media page is ZBest215. I'm also on Facebook at Zaire Best. That's my full name. My rap name is just my stage name abbreviated, ZBest215. That is ZBEST215. Yeah. Pretty much.
All right. Well, that's being said, OUTT and it spells out. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. We out, man.
Stop.